This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 8:02. We are the morning shift. You've got Bo here. I'm Allie Mack. Abe is in, has been in for Mike Johnson all week, and Dom is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
All right, let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline as we're going to get an update on the British Open from Mick Middlemo, also known as Mick the Caddy from Tales from the Tips, the podcast on the Odyssey app with Mick and our friend Dave Ashburn. Dude, hey, are you at home just like with your feet propped up with a couple of TVs on the Peacock app watching this whole thing?
I actually am at home right now. I probably should be going to work, but I'm going to sit here for a little while and watch it and then probably watch all the highlights again tonight of the Open, as we call it.
Who calls it that?
Everybody.
This is a thing that me and Mick do.
I actually knew that this was going to be a topic of conversation today, so I reached out to a few people last night, including a good friend of mine who grew up on Troon Golf Course, and it's just the Open. Two words, that's it.
Wow.
It's not the Open Championship, it's not the British Open, it's just the Open.
The Open, wow.
And we love the Open.
Yeah, it used to be called the thing. Hey, look, speaking of people that... That it means a lot to, Tyrell Hatton is having a pretty good tournament so far. Mickey's 5-under for the tournament. He's 2-under today through 11. I mean, he's been pretty good this year, but I didn't really expect him to see him at the top of the leaderboard necessarily.
Me either. And he's so much fun to watch because you're just waiting. There's got to be a guy sitting there waiting to push the button when he starts dropping the F-bombs all day because he is a fun man to watch playing golf. He wears all his emotions on his sleeve. He is a good dude.
Hey, Mick, Bryson DeChambeau doesn't really fare well with the unpredictability of a links course. What are you kind of expecting from him?
I was really thinking he was going to come out and have a really, really good tournament because of his length and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just starting to think that maybe... excuse me, that Lynx golf isn't his thing. It's like he seems to really struggle at Lynx golf courses. You know, you can probably get away with, you know, some of the American-style courses. You hit a long way and you can still be in the rough. But the rough at these open courses, you know, and I've caddied a couple of them, it's no joke. You get in the heather and stuff like that and, you know, you've seen all the highlights and, you know, anyone who's played Lynx golf knows that, you know, you're not hacking the ball onto the green if you're in that rough. So I think his length doesn't really suit, you know, link style golf.
It is Mick Middlemo, Mick the Caddy, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking about the Open. TV right now showing Rory McIlroy, Mick. And, you know, he's 1-under for the tournament, kind of hanging around just even through the day today, halfway there at the turn. It just feels to me like there's more pressure on Rory McIlroy to win the Open. There is on any other golfer to win any other tournament. I find that aspect fascinating and how he handles it.
Yeah, the media scrutiny on him is really, really high at the Open Championship, and it's certainly this week. You know, he's certainly not out of it. I mean, he's kind of treading water today at even par through nine. You know, if he gets a couple birdies on the back nine and sets himself up, he could be in for a good weekend. But the media scrutiny that he faces, you know, every time he tees it up in an Open Championship, you know, expecting him to win it, it's got to weigh, you know, onto you and stuff like that. But, you know, where Scottie Scheffler, he does his thing, he doesn't, you know, grab that much more attention than Rory does. But, yeah, it's certainly a lot for Rory. But, you know, I think he'll be there on Sunday. I think that he's not shooting himself in the foot yet. And Sunday's weather, by the way, is supposed to be horrific. I was looking at it today. It's supposed to be like 75% chance of rain and wind. And so it could be a fun Sunday if the weather comes out like that.
Mick, Justin Rose is become one of my favorite players. Everything I've ever heard about him is one of the nicest guys that plays these days professionally in golf. But he's kind of like always right there. He's got, what, 6 top 3 finishes in majors. He does have the one major. But what does he need to do to break through? Because he is always right there, but I feel like he just can't get the job done.
He is the nicest man you'll ever meet on tour. You know, I've had the pleasure of playing a lot of golf with Justin. I used to caddy for a guy by the name of Greg Owen from England, and we played practice rounds together every week. And you could not meet a nicer man on tour. And, you know, I root for him every week and stuff. But, you know, in my podcast, I said that he would have a great tournament this week and he would probably finish top 10. I would love to see him win it. He's got the mental capacity to win it. He's very mentally strong. He's tough. He feels like now at this, you know, this part of his life that he's got nothing to lose. So every week he goes out there, he's just, you know, he's just winging it, you know, and he's playing some good golf. I mean, you know, the Masters, you know, losing in the playoff at the Masters. And now that, you know, he's way up there. And, you know, I expect him really, really to be up there on Sunday.
It is Mick the Caddy, Mick Middlemole podcast, Tales from the Tips. You can find on the Odyssey platform and other podcast platforms as well. They'll certainly be covering the Open. A lot of golfers about midway through their second round today. One hasn't teed off yet. One is making the turn right now. But feels like the first time in a while I've been able to sit and watch Phil Mickelson and John Rahm kind of both be in contention. They're kind of in that Rory McIlroy range, just kind of holding pattern right now and see if they can make a run on the weekend. But they're playing well for what seems like the first time in a while, those two.
Yeah, especially for Phil. I mean, you know, I know he's won over today through two. He got off to, I think he bogeyed the first, which is a brutally tough golf hole. The first is probably one of the hardest golf holes on the tournament for the course. Yeah, I expect John Rahm to be there. I mean, you don't know because we don't watch a lot of live golf. And I must admit, I don't watch a lot of live golf. I'm not against live golf, you know, all the power to them making their money and doing their thing. But you don't know how their form is. There's no real form line for these guys coming into this tournament. You know they're great players, but you just really don't know how the form is playing these 3-day tournaments. And, you know, I don't know how – I'm sure it's serious out there, but I just don't know how the form line stacks up. But John Rahm, he's a hell of a player. And Phil, well, you never know with Phil. Phil could have 1-under yesterday and he could come out and shoot 9-over today. Who knows?
Hey, Mick, Scottie Scheffler, you never worry about how he's going to play. You know he's always going to be there at the end. But his comments earlier this week at the Open, as I've been informed to call it, basically was like, look, he could walk away at the game at any point if it was affecting his personal life. I'm just curious on your take on his comments and maybe what other players in the locker room, how they might feel about what he said.
I was really, really interested, and I read a lot into that about, you know, he was like, you know, he could walk away. It's not about the money and all that. You know, it's just, you know, his family's more important and stuff like that. You know, and, you know, all the power to him. He could walk away now. I mean, he's obviously set for life already. And, you know, I guess now it's all about just winning tournaments. And it's a little bit like Tiger was. It was never about money for Tiger. Never, ever, ever. It was just about how many majors he could win, how many tournaments he could win. And the money never bothered him. He was like, if he finished 10th, so what? You know, he didn't win. It was a bad week. I don't think Scotty's in that mind frame. But, yeah, he wants to win tournaments, and that's all that matters to him. It's not all about it. You know, I guarantee if his wife said, let's walk away tomorrow, I'm done, Scottie Scheffler would walk away tomorrow and be done. It's which would be a shame because he's fun to watch. I mean, he doesn't polarize people like Tiger did, but that's by any stretch of the imagination. But boy, what a player he is! I mean, he's fun to watch. I love watching him play, and I definitely don't think he's going to walk away from the game. But you just know that at NT he could do a Michael Jordan. He could be like, "Well, I'm done. See you later." I don't think he's going to play baseball, but
Maybe he'll decide. I don't think he's going to play baseball either. By the way, Justin Rose has triple bogeyed. I believe it was 10 or 11 it was. So that's great. It's great
we put the hex on him. Good job, gang.
Yeah, I know, right? Mick, hey, I got a couple other guys I want to ask you about before we get out of here. First off, our boy, I know you're close to the guy. He's been one of my favorite golfers since he got on tour, is Ricky Fowler. I'll be really honest with you. I had no clue after his round on Friday we would be talking about him entering the weekend one under. Where is this coming from? Because he hasn't shown this in a major in a long time. He doesn't even get to play in a lot of majors these days.
He doesn't, and Ricky is a very good friend of mine. We go way back, and I was a caddy in his first ever PGA Tour event. We've become friends ever since, and you know we still stay in touch. I didn't see it coming, but you know he's obviously a very special friend for me. And then I watch his scores every week, and you know he has shown glimpses in the past 2 months. He's had some really good tournaments and one bad round. I mean he's had some really really good tournaments, and then he'd throw a 76 in there on the third round. And so there's been signs that his game's been coming around. So I'm really, really pleased for him to be there. I mean, he shot one over today. I'm pleased that he's there. And, I'd love to see a really good finish for him this week. But I don't think a win is too far around the corner for Ricky, for sure. And I may even start drinking again if he wins that one.
Hey, you know what? You and I will share a picture then, because I'm in on that. I'm a huge Ricky guy. Look, Mick Middlemo joining us here, former caddy on the tour. He's also a co-host of Tales from the Tips, golf podcast on the Odyssey app and other platforms, as Abe pointed out. Hey, what's up with Tommy Fleetwood? I watched that tournament that he was leading the other day, a couple weeks ago, and he just kind of falls. Mick, he's over a wedge shot, and then he stands up and changes the wedge he's using, and then he hits it short. I mean, that has to be mental. Is it all mental for him? I mean, how does he get over this hump?
I 100% blamed his caddy on that shot that he hit there at Travelers. I discussed this on my podcast, and it was like they were so confused, and they were so – his caddy gave him no confidence to play that shot. I mean, and then you watched Keegan Bradley and his caddy. They were ready, hit the shot. You know, he stumped it in there, and they were ready to go. You know, he stood in the middle of that fairway. They hummed and hawed about wind and hummed and hawed about shots, and just – it wasn't that difficult. It wasn't that difficult of a shot. They made it more difficult. The caddy made it more difficult. He should have just gone, hey, it's 136. It's playing 140. Just hit a 140 shot. Just left of the pin. Go. Hit it now. That's it. They hummed and hawed. His caddy wasn't forceful enough. And, you know, and I think they both had a lot, you know, they basically screwed that up. They really did.
How does that's cool. I've never really thought about it. I don't think a lot of people think about it like this. How is that relationship like? I'm sure it's different with each player and caddy, but like you know, what you're telling me is that the caddy has to be very blunt and like to the point with confidence about what he thinks the player should use there, kind of like a coach.
100%. Yep, 100%. You can't get involved in the score. You can't get involved in the crowds. You can't get involved in anything else that's going there except for the yardage that you have in your hand. And if it's 140 and it's into the, like I said, if it's 140 yards and it's playing into a 4 yard wind, it's 144. It's real simple. It's a 144-yard shot. You're aiming 10 yards left of the pin or 10 feet left of the pin, and that's it. There's not, well, you know, oh, the wind's swirling. No, the wind isn't swirling, and we have to change it. Where do we want to be? It was just a cluster, and I was watching it live, and I was like, there is zero chance that he's going to hit a good shot here because he's so confused right now of what he needs to do. There was no clarity. Like, even when he came back and changed clubs, the caddy should have gone, okay, we're hitting this. This is the yardage. This is where you need to hit it. That's your target. Go ahead, hit it there. That's it. Are you 100%? That's what we're doing. And the caddy didn't instill that confidence into him like I think he should have. And, and then you went and watched Keegan Bradley and his caddy, Scotty Vale, and they just went, yep, this is the shot, bang, and he hit it. And it's just, that was, to me, was the perfect difference between having a really good caddy on the bag and a caddy that was too scared to pull the trigger.
Well, we are finishing up with Mick the Caddy. Hey, real quick, Mick, when you and Dave are putting together your podcast, Tales from the Tips, who plans out the content and who just gets to show up and wing it?
Oh, I get to show up and wing it. He doesn't tell me anything that's going on.
I love it. He doesn't
tell me anything. He just sits there. He's got like 6 pages of notes, and then all of a sudden he starts asking me questions, and I'm like, all right, cool. That would have been handy to know before the show started, but we wing it pretty good.
Yeah, but Mick shows up with confidence and pulls the trigger.
Exactly right. You know, just, just one little tidbit before you go. You guys were talking fair or foul about air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never find a caddy to room with me because I don't sleep with air conditioning on.
Oh, Mick, that's a deal breaker
right
there.
What is wrong with you?
So, I would come back to my hotel room and the housekeeping had turned the AC on and I would turn it off straight away and sleep with it off. It could be 100 degrees outside. There's no AC in my room, I can assure you. Oh,
did this make you feel at home in Australia or what?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the outback. I feel like, yeah, I'm right there and just, you know, put the sound effects on of spiders and, you know, kangaroos and things. I'm good to go.
Well, good stuff, Mick. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the Open.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. That is Mick Middlemo, Mick the Caddy, co-host of Tales from the Tips, alongside Dave Ashburn here at Odyssey. You can find it on the Odyssey app. Coming up, Braves insider Grant McCauley is going to join us to talk about these dang Yankees coming to town. And he just gave me a little hot tip that my hummingbird feeder is active. I'm so excited. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Bo here. I'm Allie Mack. Abe has been in for Mike Johnson all week, and Dom, of course, as well. We're about to welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. Our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. Thanks for joining us this morning. We really didn't get a chance to talk about the trade last night. In fact, it popped up. And we looked at each other and like, let's just talk about this on the air tomorrow. So let's talk about it, Grant. Dane Dunning, what can you tell us?
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, one of those moves that's just designed to help fortify a pitching staff that needs all the help it can get. I think we saw the state of the rotation, certainly, by the end of the first half. No Chris Sale, no Spencer Schwellenbach, no A.J. Smith-Shawver, no Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, that's a pretty big hit list, and he's not going to be able to replace all those names, obviously. I think that the Braves, at least early on, might use him as kind of a bulk inning reliever and kind of work him in for multiple innings. He has been starting in the minors. He's got a decent track record at the big leagues, but it was coming off a bad year in 2024 and really not in the Rangers' plans this year. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is the move that's going to, you know, turn the tide for the Braves pitching staff, but they needed to get in, I think, some major league level experience to help at least give the pitching staff some assistance, because they just weren't going to get it, I don't think, from the AAA arms that they have right now. So they had to go outside the organization and do something. So I think this will qualify as something. Will it qualify as a lot? I think we'll all kind of find out as it goes along and they figure out maybe the best way to incorporate him into their pitching plans.
Grant, speaking of Chris Sale, I saw that he, I think, threw the other day sometime during All-Star Week. And I know you will, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I think August 18th or something like that is the day he's eligible to come off. Do you think there's any chance he would be he'd be ready to go around then? Maybe, I don't know if he would have to go down and make his rehab start, but how early could we see him back if all goes well?
Yeah, I think that last week and a half of August is probably a decent target, and I do think it's around the 18th, if I'm not mistaken, because he is on the 60-day IL, so he got injured on June 18th. That math pretty much checks out, but I don't know that it's a hard and fast rule for when he's going to be back. I got a chance to talk to Chris Sale at the media availability before the All-Star game this past week, and you know, he was, I think, hopeful, upbeat, if you will. He talked about, hey, I'm about to start throwing, so we're going to see how my ribs respond to that. That's going to be the big test here. Has he been able to have enough time to heal? And, of course, as he starts to ramp back up, he's going to have to be able to throw 75, at least 80, maybe more pitches as he works his way back. So I do think that there's some rehab start component, whether that's bullpen games or sim games. I guess they could go that route as well. But I think it's just we're still talking about him being a month away. So what does the Braves rotation look like in the meantime? What big decisions need to be made, or small decisions maybe, in terms of what they buy or sell? That's still up in the air. And I don't know that Chris Sale is going to be able to affect those plans as much as I'm sure he would like, because sitting on the IL, not being able to help his team, not being able to take part in the All-Star game, all of those things, that is not the kind of season that Chris Sale had envisioned, most certainly.
Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond, going to be on 92.9 The Game on Sunday from 5 to 7. 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider on the WadeFord.com hotline. Grant, I was looking ahead to this Yankee series, a little puzzled by what is listed as the rotation. Obviously, starting with Spencer Strider tonight makes sense, but most of these guys, with the exception of Acuna and Olsen, have had the entire week off. Looked like Joey Wentz was going on Saturday, followed by Grant Holmes. Why are we looking at a bullpen game coming out of the break?
Well, the Braves rotation, quite frankly, does not have the number of arms that it needs to be able to send out five starters. And that's just the math that they're trying to work right now. It's one of the reasons for the Dane Dunning trade. They need to figure out ways to cover those innings at least once a week. Now, the problem is, what happens that second time through? I think that, and I think we can all be honest and look at the matchup with the Yankees and say maybe that's not the most favorable for Bryce Elder, and so they decided to not go with him on that Saturday game. And there could be other factors or components in there. That's just my read on the situation. You'd go Spencer Strider in game one. You go Grant Holmes in game three. I guess you figure, just based on the matchups, that maybe that Saturday game was the game to go with it. Joey Wentz did look good in his brief stint as his first action as a major leaguer with the Atlanta Braves, though he has quite a, I guess, a history, if you will. He was drafted in that same draft in 2016 with Ian Anderson. In fact, Ian Anderson signed below slot so that the Braves could sign Joey Wentz and Kyle Muller way back then. So it's funny to see that full circle, you know, road come back for Joey Wentz, but it's not the kind of story that I think the Braves or fans really were looking for in terms of pitching plans. So making the best of a bad situation would be about the best way I could describe what the Braves are doing as far as these bullpen games are concerned, but they are hoping to get a little bit of mileage out of Wentz, maybe a little bit of mileage out of Dane Dunning. And if those two guys can cover at least five, maybe six innings, I think the Braves will feel pretty good about what they've been able to do to cobble things together. But that also supposes that Spencer Strider and Grant Holmes can do what they need to do. And that is asking a lot every single time for those guys to basically be as close to their version of perfect as they can be. This rotation definitely needs some help.
Yeah, and I guess part of this, Grant, is are they trying to separate the bullpen games? Because I guess when you would go, you were going to go Strider, Holmes, Elder, then you're looking at back-to-back bullpen games. Is that maybe? Because that's what I would have expected. But now that you mentioned that, on second thought, I was like, they might just be separating bullpen games as opposed to going Holmes and Elder Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I think that, you know, with Bryce Elder, I'm not ready to just say, hey, if he throws, it's a bullpen game. But there is that distinct possibility just based on what we have seen the last few outings as opposed to maybe what we saw when he got on that nice little five or six start run where you felt like at least six innings, three runs was possible. Sometimes better than that was possible, but that's kind of been the Bryce Elder experience. It's been kind of up and then back down again, a step forward, then two steps back. And, you know, that obviously is frustrating, but it's just, again, part and parcel to not having four starters from your opening day roster available. I really don't care who you are outside of the Dodgers, who came into this year with 12 starting pitchers, and mostly because five of them had injury concerns, at least five of them. There's just no way to cover for that kind of depth in a short amount of time, especially when you have the double whammy of losing Sale and then Schwellenbach and not knowing if you're even going to get Schwellenbach back this year. I think that's still fair to question. I know there's not been a lot of doubt cast on that, but I'm personally, and I'm sure a lot of people that are watching are curious how you come back from a broken elbow inside of the season. That is something that just sounds a little bit more strenuous than even the broken ribs and obviously a litany of other injuries that guys have gone through. That one just to me has a little bit of a question mark to it in terms of when he can get back and how effective he can be and how long it will take him to be effective again as he works his way back into form if he can return.
I can't believe where we're at in this season. We're talking about guys with our pitchers with broken ribs, broken elbows, Tommy John, multiple Tommy John, I think. It's just crazy. Hey, Grant, how does Matt Olson and Ronald Acuna Jr. kind of reset? I know Chris Sale was there, but he's obviously rehabbing. How do these guys kind of reset their mind after the All-Star festivities? Obviously, Matt was in the home run derby, so kind of making sure he doesn't fall into what a lot of people make a big deal about being a trap of trying to just, you know, the change in the swing for that situation. But how do they kind of relock in and maybe take a day or two for themselves when everybody else had like 4 days?
Yeah, no, I think that last part is probably the thing that they were concentrating on as soon as they were done on Tuesday. It's just getting what you can out of Wednesday and Thursday. The good news is the Braves didn't have to jump on a plane and fly across the country or anything like that. They were able to stay home for an extended period of time. I think that'll be helpful for them. You know, I just look for them to come out and continue doing what they've done. I talked to Matt Olson specifically about the home run derby, and he said, look, I mean, when I take BP, it's not geared around hitting home runs. I'm trying to work on things, just worrying about line drives and trying to, you know, work on the placement. And with the home run derby, it's just seeing how many balls he can hit into the chop house. So I think he made the adjustment as he needed to, but watching his derby, it looked a lot like just good Matt Olson swings, nothing that was outside of himself, certainly not swinging from his heels and trying to hit seven home runs in 30 seconds or anything crazy like that. So I think he'll be fine. And I think with Ronald, it's just getting out there and playing every day. That's what he's been excited to be back and doing. It's unfortunate he missed the derby, but I think he enjoyed the All-Star experience, and now they're going to see what they can do here in this little run-up to the trade deadline where they've got less than, 2 weeks now to try to make some kind of push back toward 500, and they've got some tough teams that they're going to have to face with the Yankees, the Giants, the Reds, and the Royals are a competitive club too. I think they're having a bit of a down year, but you certainly can't overlook anybody when you've got one of the worst records in the National League, and the Braves, unfortunately, are sitting on that dubious distinction at this point.
Yeah, we all want to know what they're going to do before the trade deadline. What are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend, Grant?
Well, we're going to have to unpack the draft, of which I think the Braves managed to pull off the kind of class that a lot of people have been looking for a while. They went position player heavy early on. They also, I feel like, may have lured away a big-time pitching prospect who was on his way to LSU, who might have ended up being a first-round talent himself. in a couple of 3 years. So I'm going to unpack all of that. And of course, we'll talk about the Braves' trajectory into the second half, the schedule ahead, and what we could be seeing as far as buying and selling. That'll come your way on From the Diamond 5 to 7 on Sundays. You can find it on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Well, I know Mark Zeno is popping into 92.9 The Game momentarily. So hopefully the Braves can make him an unhappy Yankees fan this weekend. Appreciate the time, Grant. Have fun at Truist this weekend.
All right. That would be my distinct pleasure. Let's see if the guys can do it. Talk to you guys soon.
That's Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game's Braves insider and host of From the Diamond. Coming up, another guest. We've got Brad Guzan, goalie of Atlanta United, joining us. We're going to talk to him next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift with Bo running in the studio at the last minute. I'm Allie Mack, and Abe is in and has been in for Mike Johnson all week. Of course, Dom is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Joining us right now is Atlanta United goalie Brad Guzan. Brad, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are great. Hey, look, you've got a match tomorrow against Charlotte. What is the prep like today? I mean, it's a day off, but how do you get ready for it?
Yeah, it's obviously a local derby, if you will, just with them being on the road. And so for us, it's a quick turnaround from our game on Wednesday night to hopefully now go and hopefully in front of a full house that we're excited for and looking forward to a game where we know that we need to try and go and get 3 points, plain and simple. It's you know, it's on us and we're going to be the home team, and we need to be able to hopefully put together a performance that warrants 3 points after 90 minutes.
Hey, Brad, you guys have been pretty good at late in games. I think you've got like 4 second-half stoppage time goals. How have y'all sustained the fight like that so late in these games? Because some of these stoppage times have been ridiculous with the length of how long they've gone.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's, you know, listen, I think it speaks to the belief and the persistence, you know, within the group. You know, with that being said, we want to try and, you know, have eliminate that part of it and be able to turn some of these draws into wins. And, you know, I think if we're able to you know, keep that persistence and that little bit of, you know, that final pass, that final cross, that little bit of quality in the final play throughout the 90 minutes, then hopefully we're not having to wait to the 105th, 107th minute or whatnot to try and find an equalizer.
Well, I wanted to ask you about how you're feeling after the surgery. I mean, you had a mask on Wednesday. Is that going to kind of be a factor for the rest of the season?
I don't know about the rest of the season. We're taking it kind of week by week sort of thing. But, yeah, it was, you know, just a kind of a bang-bang play in the D.C. game that resulted in a broken bone. And the doctor, you know, in my view, he somewhat downplayed the operation and procedure. And after I'd come out from the OR and looked in the mirror, I was like, wow, okay, that's what we did. But to be able to, you know, heal up and recover and get back out in the field, you know, be it with mask or without, you know, you just want to be a part and do what you can to try and help the group and help the team.
I got to follow up on the mask there, because you kind of went with a slimmer Batman type looking black. Were you presented like multiple choices? Like, here's a full face clear mask. Here's a colored in full face here. Like, were you given the full arrangement and then had to decide what led into that specific choice in that style of mask?
I'll be honest. Those conversations were had before any mask was made, any final product was presented. And when the final product was presented, it was what you guys saw in the game. And then I asked the question of, are we going to be able to decorate this thing? Are we going to be able to get some 5 stripes on this mask? Like, what are we going for here? And they said, no. So here is your mask. It is black and this is what you will be wearing. So, unfortunately I didn't have a whole lot to say. But, as you guys were just asking the questions and thinking the same thing, I was along the same lines as you guys were in terms of how am I going to make this thing look really cool.
Yeah, I mean, you could have kind of asked for like a Phantom of the Opera mask if they'd have given you a choice. I mean, that would have covered a little bit more, but, you know, I mean, that's an option for a mask too, Brad.
I like that. Or I was thinking maybe like full helmet, you know what I mean? Just full face mask, helmet, just, you know, just pop this thing on top of my head and go from there, you know? I mean, the options are endless, really.
I wanted to ask you about the game that you did miss there up in Toronto, and you were listed as available and ultimately made the decision to let the youngster Jaden Hibbert get a start. He played pretty well, made a couple really big saves that allowed you and the squad to get that 101st minute equalizer on the penalty kick from Lotte Loth. What went into the decision to allow him to start, the confidence you must have had in him to say, hey, I'm not 100% yet, let's let the youngster go? And also, what did you see from him that showcased in that performance?
Yeah, I mean, listen, obviously, you know, working together with him, you know, day in and day out here at the training ground and seeing, you know, his quality and his ability, you know, to compete and play, there was never any doubt in that sense. And obviously from my viewpoint, you know, speaking with the doctors and with the trainers and whatnot, you know, just felt that it was probably a day too soon. And so if need be, if there was some sort of emergency, would have been able to step in. But to go from the beginning, I didn't want anything to jeopardize having to make a sub 5-10 minutes into the game that would have cost the team a sub. And so just felt it was better if I didn't go from the start. And and you know, as you mentioned, Manu was able to convert the penalty late and you know, get a big result on the road for us to be able to salvage a point.
It is Brad Guzanellini, United keeper on the WadeFord.com hotline, obviously playing against Charlotte FC tomorrow night back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the middle of three straight games at home. But after this three-game homestand, Guz, you do enter a new tournament. Leagues Cup is coming, and obviously this MLS season has not gone the way anyone expected or anyone has wanted to, but you kind of do have a blank slate with Leagues Cup. Has there been any discussion internally or even from the top down about, hey, this is still significant, like this year hasn't gone, whatever, we got an opportunity to prove we're still a team to beat and we can do so in Leagues Cup?
For sure, for sure. I mean, listen, as you mentioned, right, we still got, you know, two more games now before that kicks off and that starts, and our focus is obviously on those league games. But with that being said, you know, any competition that you enter, any competition you're a part of, you want to be able to compete. And Leagues Cup is certainly an opportunity to do that. And we want to, you know, as you mentioned, you know, you get a fresh slate. Everyone's, you know, regardless of MLS record or Liga MX record, it doesn't matter where you're at. Everyone starts fresh in this tournament, and we're no different. And so we're certainly going to go into that competition with an eye on not only putting together performances that result in good results, but hopefully put us in a position to progress throughout that tournament and compete for ultimately a trophy that we know is hugely important, not only within North America, but also within our club, within our team, and certainly for our fan base.
Hey, Brad, when you got to spend some time over the pond, the British Open, or the Open Championship, as they tell us to call it, is happening. Did you ever get time to attend one when you were playing overseas?
I didn't, unfortunately. Obviously, it's a huge tournament, you know, moving about to prestigious and historic courses all around. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend. But obviously, you know, you watch it and it just, you could feel the aura and the history of it through the TV and through the broadcast, and something that unfortunately I missed out on.
Well, hopefully one day. It's Atlanta United goalie Brad Guzan joining us on the morning shift, and you did some analysis work for the FIFA Club World Cup. How did you kind of like getting on the other side, Brad, jumping in the booth and kind of sitting on our side of things?
For sure. Yeah, no, huge credit to you guys and all that you do in terms of your preparation, in terms of your ability to talk to guys like myself on this side for now. And I really enjoyed it. I loved it. I loved being in the studio, you know, doing the color commentary for one game and having that experience. And you never know what's down the road. And so to be able to check that box and have that experience, you know, I'm extremely grateful to be able to have lived that. And now hopefully, you know, whatever is down the road that, you know, I know that that's something that I certainly enjoyed and potentially could be in my future.
Brad, one final question from me here, and I'm going to try and lead you into saying something dangerous. when Charlotte FC came into the league, they came in and said, hey, we are the rivalry with Atlanta United. And Atlanta United fans are sitting here and saying, look, guys, respect, but we got this thing going on with Orlando City. We got some issues with what's going up in New York with Red Bulls. How do you view Charlotte as a rivalry compared to some of the other rivalries that have a little bit more history with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you talk about rivalries, when you talk about derbies, you know, you can't falsify them. You can't just, you know, announce that it is what it is. It needs to carry you know, the games, and you have to have those experiences and matches that make it what it is. And with those teams that you mentioned, the Orlandos, the Red Bulls, you know, there's certainly that history there. And so for us, you know, we look at it as a big game, of course, because it's a chance for us to hopefully get 3 points and make things, you know, start to turn things around on our side of things. But yeah, you can't just go out there and start announcing rivalries and derbies and whatnot. You know, you've got to carry you've got to be able to carry those games that have meaning and passion and a little bit of history amongst them. So yeah, it's one of those where it's still growing. But like I said, from our point of view, it's a huge opportunity to hopefully go and get 3 points.
Yeah, you can't just say that. Like, Bo, you're my rival now.
Exactly.
Wow, that city has a history of just saying things and nothing ever backs it up. So that's my words, not Brad's.
I love it.
Well,
I tread lightly.
Great stuff, Brad. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
You too. That's Brad Guzan, goalie for Atlanta United. They face Charlotte tomorrow. Thanks to all our guests today, along with Brad, Mick the Caddy, Grant McCauley, Bo.
Yeah. Brad Guzan's one of my favorite people of all time, by the way. He's awesome.
Dang.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention our friends and sponsors at Baron Burton's W Sauce and the Fireshire. Don't forget the breakfast sauce too. And New Realm Brewing, the Al Inn Lager. I think I've earned a couple of Al Inn Lagers after this long week. We've had a fun week. Long
you got
week.
Any extras to hand over here?
I mean, I can definitely get you some. Yeah, I got, but all my six packs are at home, so that's because I keep them in the fridge cold. So I just pull one out and drink it, and then put another one in.
I refuse to believe he doesn't have a secret stash somewhere here at work.
True. Fair.
Dude, I would never drink at work.
I didn't say you would drink here. You just might hold them here.
What would be the point of having them here?
Take one off at the end of the day. I don't know.
Hey, question,
open it on the way
Abe
home.
Real quick.
Taking Marta, walk to Art
Marta
Center.
Marta, don't run to where I go.
Abe, you filled in for Mike Johnson all week. Thank you for that. Would you ever come back and do this again?
Of course. I love the morning shift. I love you guys. I had a lot of fun this week.
He can only come back if I get to yell at him again.
Well, that's going to do it for us, for Abe, Bo, Dom, myself, Ally Mac, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next. Very special edition with Mark Zeno and Rusty Manziel. That is must-hear listening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And?
Stay cool, Atlanta. No, I don't know what I'm doing because I just go.
Well, that too.
I just show I'm talking up. About-
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.